ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two sons of a Virginia couple missing from the Caribbean island nation of Grenada have gone there to help the search. Ralph Hendry and Kathleen Brendel were reported missing from their yacht, the Simplicity, docked in Grenada. Police think three prisoners escaped from a police station and hijacked the boat.
This trip to the Caribbean was their dream. This is what they had been working towards for years and years and years to get Simplicity up to the point where it could make a passage like this.
Brendel's son, Nick Burrow.
If I see them again, it'll probably be the most exuberating, exhilarating, jubilating feeling I could ever imagine if I do see my parents again.
President Biden invited the Big Four congressional leaders to the White House on Tuesday to discuss Ukraine funding and keeping the government open past the Friday night midnight deadline. 10,000 resident doctors in South Korea resigned, protesting a plan to increase medical school enrollment. This is ABC News. They dished out the Screen Actors Guild Awards Saturday night. Oppenheimer continued to steamroll through awards season, winning the top prize for Outstanding Cast, along with awards for Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. In a first, the show was streamed live on Netflix. No ads, but profanity was allowed. The big one, the Oscars, set for March 10th. At the multiplexes, more love for one love.
It was no problem for the Bob Marley biopic again this week.
No guns can stop this message.
For the second straight, One Love claimed the number one spot at the box office, pulling in $13.5 million in the U.S. Second place debut this week for the Japanese anime Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Hashira Training, bringing in $11.5 million. Number three, Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, with an estimated $6.5 million. Madam Web and Migration, rounding out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard. And that's who we are. When we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, around 30, sunshine, mid to upper 60s tomorrow, and will be breezy out of the south up to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Monday night, around 39, and then for Tuesday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 61. Right now, 31 degrees.
Lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday or Saturday or Sunday or whatever it may, you know, it's the weekend here. Kelsey Norris de la Cruz is a young woman in Texas. She's 25 years old. She's a college senior. She got pregnant, and she and her boyfriend were quite excited about it. They were anticipating, you know, having a child and getting married and all this kind of stuff. And actually, I don't know about the getting married part. That's not in the article. But they were excited about having a child. They're on the record with that. And so she went to the hospital for an ultrasound to see how her pregnancy's going at the Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. And they said, holy cow, you've got an ectopic pregnancy. Now, that means that the egg, the fertilized egg, is growing outside the fallopian tube, outside the uterus, which means that, you know, it'll grow to the point where it just kind of bursts the fallopian tube, or it's inside the fallopian tube. I'm not a gynecologist. I don't know the details of this, but the egg is not growing where it's supposed to. It's not made its way into the uterus. And at some point, it will explode. And when it does, she will die. And that's what they told her. They said, you know, it was terrible, but because of the Texas anti-abortion law, we're afraid to operate on you and remove that ectopic pregnancy. So they said, just go home and wait. So she went home, and the next morning she went to another hospital and said, take a look at this ultrasound. What do you think? And they were like, oh, my God. And they wheeled her into the ER immediately or the operating room immediately and removed the ectopic pregnancy. And the physician who did so said, and I quote, if we had waited much longer, she would have been in extreme danger of losing her life, end quote. I mean, this is crazy. It's been almost 2 years since we lost Roe v. Wade, the right to privacy. And now you got Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito saying that whole right to privacy thing, that's also the basis of Obergefell, of gay marriage. Let's do away with that, et cetera, et cetera. So, this is what I thought was amazing. This is from the Washington Post. After the first two OB-GYNs at Arlington Memorial refused to treat Norris de la Cruz, her mother, Stephanie Lloyd, immediately thought about Texas's abortion ban. Does this have anything to do with the abortion law? She remembered asking the doctor. When he didn't answer, Lloyd recalled, she had to restrain Norris de la Cruz as her daughter tried to launch herself at him. Whenever I effing rupture, Norris de la Cruz said, I'm giving my lawyers your effing name. Well, she wouldn't be able to if she was dead, and if she ruptures, she would be dead very, very shortly thereafter. But, you know, bottom line, Republicans in Texas don't give a damn about Texas women. They don't give a damn about, you know, they just care about satisfying their, you know, God and overlord, Donald Trump, and his supervisor, Vladimir Putin. That's all they care about. They're just, you know, they do what the Nazis want, what the fascists want. Meanwhile, also, you know, down in Florida, that was Texas. Now, down in Florida, they're having a measles outbreak. Why are they having a measles outbreak? Because Ron DeSantis hired this whack job. He's a Looney Tunes.
He's now the Surgeon General of Florida, Joseph Latipo. And this is a guy who is a member of this doctors group that, you know, some of their members believe that diseases are caused by witchcraft. He didn't even have his medical license when he was hired by DeSantis. DeSantis had to tweak the system down in Florida to get this guy his medical license so that he could stand up as the Surgeon General. And he's been trash-talking vaccines, and so people aren't getting their kids vaccinated for measles. And now we've got this explosion of measles cases, 26 cases in at least 12 states right now, but it's particularly bad in Florida. One in six, this is from the Washington Post also, one in five unvaccinated people in the United States who contract measles are hospitalized. So 20% of people who get measles end up in the hospital from it. One out of 20 children who get it develop pneumonia, which is the most common cause of death from measles in children. About one child out of every 1,000 develops swelling of the brain that can lead to convulsions and leave the child permanently mentally retarded, a permanent intellectual disability. And Manatee Bay Elementary School, about 20 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, has now six confirmed measles cases. Isn't that wonderful? Ron DeSantis trying to own the libs. Yeah, the libs, they like vaccines. So we're gonna own the libs by not getting vaccinated and instead having our children die or become mentally damaged by measles. It's like gun meat foot. I feel so sorry for people living in Texas and Florida, or basically any of these red states. I mean, this kind of wacky crap is happening in every red state in the country. They're all making it harder to vote, purging people off the voting rolls, trying to prosecute women for getting abortions or for even, in some cases, even getting birth control. I mean, we should be paying more attention to this. And finally, Chief Justice Tom Parker of the Alabama Supreme Court. He's the guy who authored the concurring opinion in the case that said that God gets pissed off when you abort an embryo, a fetus, or whatever. Anyhow, he went on this program hosted by Johnny Enlow, who's a Christian nationalist influencer and devoted supporter of Donald Trump. He's also a self-appointed prophet and a QAnon conspiracy theorist. And the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court said, and I quote, "God created government. It's heartbreaking that we have to let it go into the possession of others." Like, you know, we the people. He went on to say, "Trump is on assignment from God to work with the angels Michael and Gabriel to take down George Soros and Bill Gates." This is the friggin' Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He said that Russian President Vladimir Putin is fighting Luciferian pedophiles in Ukraine in a battle to stop them to stop the Ukrainians. This is why he says Putin invaded Ukraine. It's a battle to stop the Luciferian pedophiles from deploying vaccines and 5G that will turn people into transhumanist semi-robots. The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He went on to add that the majority of other world leaders are satanic pedophiles who steal blood and do sacrifices. In his opinion, he wrote, "Human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God. Even before birth, all human beings have the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory." Well, you know, think what you may. This guy is off the edge. I mean, just off the edge. And this is what the GOP wants to bring to the rest of America. You're not hearing, have you heard one Republican come out and say this is crazy stuff? Have you heard one Republican? Well, I guess Buck from Colorado has come out and said no, but... who's saying, "Oh, that's just Russian propaganda about Biden. We're not going to pursue that." I mean, pick your topic. Have you heard one Republican acknowledge climate change?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with your calls. It's Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us.
Providing you with a deal that fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
You're soaring. Tom Soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Lee in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I shouldn't listen to your show because I keep coming up with things I ought to bring up.
So, it happens when you're on hold for half
too much.
My apologies. So what's up, Lee?
Okay, well, this is a quick one. This unsettled you read about Purdue Pharma. You know, we can't convict a piece of paper for genocide, but we can convict every one of the officers of the corporation for involuntary manslaughter because they knew, and they had control of what that corporation, that piece of paper was going to do. And they defrauded the FDA by telling them it's not as bad for addiction as you think, or we've researched this. So they lied to get it on the market, then they lied with all their contact men to get it.
Oh, they made over $10 billion in profits for the Sackler family.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And once you put them in jail for involuntary manslaughter, there's a few, 100,000 people that can sue them for wrongful death. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun, too, and it'll come up in the millions of dollars per case, I think.
Yeah.
I discussed that one, too. Okay, but let me tell you the real reason I called you. Mm-hmm. Your show is so bad. On the 15th, you sent out a piece saying, hey, the Hawaiian Supreme Court discovered that the Heller Amendment is a fraud. Well, that was interesting. But the other thing that was interesting was I just read that Jennifer Crumley is going to jail for involuntary manslaughter because her son killed four children in a mass shooting.
Right.
Well, I've been messing with this gun crisis in America for decades. Well, I shouldn't say decades, but 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. I've been anti-gun violence groups and writing to people and writing this and that. Well, it just dawned on me, we've got a case here. Every one of those Republican senators who's been refusing to pass gun restrictions because they want to help out the NRA and the NSSF, every one of them is guilty, totally guilty of involuntary manslaughter. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all you have to do is read through involuntary manslaughter.
No, their behavior has caused deaths.
Pardon?
Their behavior has caused deaths. And frankly,
that's
I'm not
right.
even sure I'm calling
it
involuntary manslaughter because it's their intentional behavior. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
A mass shooting, passed gun restrictions, and they didn't have any more.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that they knew, you know, if they didn't know, then they somehow don't wake up until breakfast and then they go back to bed.
Yeah, no, I got it. I completely agree. Lee, thank you. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Tom, thank you very much. I wanted to offer a string of ideas, please. Anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Neuro-linguistic programming. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Neuro-linguistic programming? Okay.
Yeah.
So words have effects. Mm-hmm. You know, you say something and something is brought to mind and that's measurable and folks should read themselves in on that and the effects of words.
Right.
And I've got a little poem here by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, who was an American poet and journalist. She was born in the 19th century and she died in 1919. 'Tis easy enough to be pleasant when life flows along like a song. But the man worthwhile is the one who will smile when everything goes dead wrong.
I like it.
It is that kind of ability as a journalist. She was a journalist as well.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Jack Anderson?
I do.
Who was the columnist.
And Britt Hume, his assistant, who ended up at Fox News, his protege, which was really a tragedy.
No kidding. Man, talk about a hijack.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Britt Hume was Jack Anderson's right-hand man. And then when Jack died, Britt went right wing.
Wow. Well, for folks who are outside the awareness spectrum on that, it was called the Washington merry-go-round.
Yep.
And he was the guy who daylighted the Powell memo.
Oh, interesting. Jack Anderson?
Huh. Jack Anderson found the Powell memo.
I'm not surprised.
That's how it made its way.
Yeah.
And so we're dealing with a situation of meeting language and In my previous call, I described those three states of information as being able to be described as disinformation, which is a purposeful lie, a structured statement that's been crafted to be a red herring and misleading. But then there's misinformation, which is error when it becomes something that a credulous person hears and wants to share.
Right. And malinformation.
And then malinformation, which is in fact the truth. And you could also describe that as sensitive information, but it's true.
So what's the point you're making, Rich?
Okay. Where is my Jack Anderson?
Oh.
We have Donald Trump screaming, where is his Roy Cohn?
Yeah. Where is my Jack Anderson?
You know?
Well, you know, you've got some good reporters out there, and they're popping up in places sometimes that are not, you know, quite mainstream. I mean, you've got some really great reporters over on Raw Story. You've got some good people writing, in particular, like Mark Sumner, and Media Blades writing for Daily Kos. There are some really good people out there, and they're doing good work. Rich, thank you. Thanks for the reminder of Jack Anderson.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Barbara in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
I want to welcome our 1 million new citizens to the United States.
Tell me about it.
That's how many frozen embryos that we have that now are people.
Oh.
And, yes, so we have 1 million embryos that have a right to life.
Right, let's get them a Social Security number.
And we're going to need some legislation and some agencies to find the women that must carry them because they have to be implanted. They have a right to life.
Right.
They are people. They can't be just left there floating around now that they are people.
Yeah.
So we have to find some females, and we already have control over their bodies anyway, so we can just implant these embryos and we'll have a million, well, as of today, I suppose, we have a million new citizens of the United States. So,
which again, just
to give them a welcome.
Just shows how absurd this decision by the Alabama Supreme Court is. But these guys have been pushing for fetal personhood forever. I mean, you know, this has been a big part of their shtick.
Because they do not consider the consequences of the laws they pass.
That's right. That's right. Barbara, thank you. Thank you very much for that. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation,
crosseagle.com.
And on the Civic Media
You're soaring
app.
With
Eagle 1490,
Eagle 1490.
The talk of Lacrosse.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the First Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of La Crosse.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two sons of a Virginia couple missing from the Caribbean island nation of Grenada have gone there to help the search. Ralph Hendry and Kathleen Brendel were reported missing from their yacht, the Simplicity, docked in Grenada. Police think three prisoners escaped from a police station and hijacked the boat.
This trip to the Caribbean was their dream. This is what they had been working towards for years and years and years, to get Simplicity up to the point where it could make a passage like this.
Brendel's son, Nick Burrow.
If I see them again, it'll probably be the most exuberating, exhilarating, jubilating feeling I could ever imagine if I do see my parents again.
President Biden invited the Big Four congressional leaders to the White House on Tuesday to discuss Ukraine funding and keeping the government open past the Friday night midnight deadline. 10,000 resident doctors in South Korea resigned, protesting a plan to increase medical school enrollment. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval Thursday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican lawmakers in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, around 30, sunshine, mid to upper 60s tomorrow, and will be breezy out of the south up to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Monday night, around 39, and then for Tuesday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 61. Currently 33 degrees.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me, which is why I take SuperBeats. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Super Beets Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy. I've been using Super Beets Heart Chews for almost a decade. Support your heart health with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M, that's me, Tom Loves Beets, B-E-E-T-S. You know those red things? TomLovesBeets.com, where you can get that incredible deal. Check it out. 35 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, hello, Tom. How you feel today?
I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
I am. Thank you much for asking. Look, Tom, you know, our economy, our United States, our families, every entity that we can think of, the automobile industry, they grow by mistakes. When something happens, they recall a car and they fix it so it don't happen again. Well, the way I see it, we have Donald Trump, an insurrectionist, and I think it's high time that these senators and congressmen go and make amendments to the Constitution to require more steeper requirements to run for president of the United States of America.
To require
they
what?
Don't fix that deal.
To run for president? I'm sorry, I missed a word there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, to more qualifications to run for president
of the
United
States. Oh, to require more qualifications,
because,
okay.
Yeah, because they're too lenient. That's what allowed Donald Trump to get as far as he did, because they're too lenient. Don't you think it's time for us to make amendments to the Constitution, say you got to be, you know, okay, 35 years old is cool, being here 14 years is cool, and being a city of the United States is cool, but we need something in there about if you're a former rapist, if you owe money, a certain amount of debt. There need to be some amendments to these things, and the background check, to determine if you are treason or you engaging with people like Putin. If you have any of those things, then it should disqualify you from even running for president of the United States. And nobody seems to want to fix that. So if Donald Trump don't succeed, guess what? Somebody else can come behind him, because nothing as far as the constitutional laws has changed to prevent that.
I totally understand your concern, Andre, and your identification of the problem is very real. I would argue against putting it into law, because if Donald Trump became president and the judges he appointed, they could then prevent any Democrat from running for president by simply saying they don't meet the criteria, we've tested them, we don't want them, you know, blah, blah. But there is a solution, and it's where it's frankly the reason why Donald Trump got elected, and that is because the Fourth Estate, the press, did not do their job. In fact, they did the opposite of their job. They promoted, you know, they gave Donald Trump between $2 and $3 billion worth of free publicity, something that they're continuing to do. And that, you know, helped propel him into the White House, that and help from the Russians. So I would argue that what we need to do, instead of coming up with specific criteria to become president, is that we need to break up these big media monopolies, and we need to do everything we can to encourage independent journalism.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Tom, but since you said that, isn't it time to look at the equal time rule in the Fair Doctrine then, if that's
yeah.
the case?
I'd love to bring those, you know, the equal time rule and the Fairness Doctrine. I'd love
Fair
to bring
doctrine.
All of them back. I thought that they did a good job of basically keeping the American press both free and honest. So, yeah, I'm with you, Andre.
I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%.
Okay,
thank you, Tom. You have a good weekend. Nice talking with you.
Thank you. You too, Andre. Good talking to you, too. Janine in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Janine, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for accepting my call. In the recent episode, you spoke about one of the repeats in history on the recent attacks on these anti-trans bills that are passing.
Yeah. There's something like 400 of them have now been proposed all across the country. I mean, it's like hate on trans people year, you know, for the GOP, I guess.
Yeah, and I was hoping you were probably going a little detail about Hitler's attack on the trans community then.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Institute of Sexual Research.
That's right.
The first trans clinic?
Yep. They did the first trans surgery in the world, actually. This was in the early 1930s in Germany, and German society was, you know, quite progressive at the time. and welcoming of, you know, I mean, trans people and drag shows and all that kind of thing. And they had compiled the largest library of research on into trans and gay people and you know, just generally human sexuality. Those pictures that we all see of the massive Nazi book burning, that happened 3 weeks after Adolf Hitler became chancellor, or several weeks after, and that was at that, you know, sexual research, I forget the name of it, you had the name of it there just a minute ago, Janine?
Institute of Sexual Research.
Thank you, at the institute there. That was right out in front of their offices in Berlin. And that was who Hitler went after first, was the trans people. Yep.
And there was a film that Magnus Hirschfeld was in called, it was a silent film, 1919, Different from the Others. I once saw that film like over 30 years ago on PBS, and mm-hmm. it's been crossing my mind once in a while ever since, tried searching for it, and oddly, I found it on YouTube mm-hmm. for free.
Yeah.
Anyone watch up? And this shows some of like Magnus Hirschfeld's a little bit of his research. And
yeah, he was the guy who ran the institute. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, yeah. I hope anyone looked it up.
But I mean, the lesson the Republicans got from this is the first people Hitler. You know, you always go after minorities, right? If you're trying to be a demagogue, if you're trying to be a majoritarian dictator, you know, a dictator who dictates on behalf of the majority of the people, which is pretty much the only way for a dictator to stay in power. So, you know, the majority of the people is basically the white population, the straight population. So, you know, Trump is coming down on the side of those folks. So then you have to, if you really want to be a dictator, you have to find an enemy within. You have to find an enemy among the people. But it has to be the weakest minority group possible so they can't fight back. And so instead of going after, you know, gay men or lesbians or people of color or any particular race or religion, they go after trans people because that is literally the smallest minority group in America and the most vulnerable.
And what we've seen, what happened in a high school in Utah, it shows that an attack on trans people is an attack on everyone.
Yes, I agree. And that's, you know, this whole thing with Next Benedict, you know, this child, this trans child who was apparently beaten to death. Or possibly committed suicide after being, you know, savagely beaten in their school bathroom. This is just—it's a crime.
Negligent.
Yeah. Oh, it's worse than that. It's, you know, they had Republicans not been whipping up hate on trans people all this time, Next would still be with us, and that's terrible. Janine, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing that up, and for the detail that you brought to the conversation. I appreciate it. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
Thank you.
Forgive any background noise. I'm on the New York City ferry on my way to Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah. First, to add to what Lee was saying, he was bringing up some excellent points about the right wing's always supporting gun violence. They won't do anything to combat the violence. And then these are the same people who were just saying that we need more kids, we need more kids. What the hell you need more kids for? To slaughter them? Because you sure as hell ain't protecting their lives. You know, you can't call yourself pro-life if you're going to be about pro-violence or pro-guns just to get after people who disagree with you. And at times, who make far much more sense than you do. Yeah. And that leads to my part B of my rant, and that is this 14th Amendment that people want to keep trivializing. The MAGA GOP.
You're talking about Section 3, the insurrectionists
right.
can't serve? Yeah, go keep
right.
going, Michael.
Yeah, the thing is that they say it doesn't apply to him because the word president isn't in there. The word president doesn't have to be in there.
Correct.
This thing is anyone that engages in such action. And I'll add to the that point that every person going into office or some kind of civil service, you're sworn in with the same oath. Trump was sworn in. Every one of those congressional people was sworn in, mayors, governors. And then believe it or not, when you go into jury duty, you're sworn in with an identical oath. I remember from past experience where a judge had said to me and other jurors that even though if it's a temporary basis, you are essentially officers of the court.
Yeah.
So everyone's pretty much an officer when you are sworn in to when you're sworn into service of that magnitude. Nobody thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. Good point, Michael. Very, very good point. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that the whole 14th Amendment, you know, Section 3 thing is has been diminished, shall we say. It's going to be interesting. We were all expecting that the Supreme Court would rule on this yesterday or today. It doesn't look like they're going to drop a decision today. We'll see. It might be next week. I'm guessing that one of the justices, probably Clarence Thomas, is writing a dissent saying Trump should be immune. And he's taking his sweet time to help give Trump all the delay he wants.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. We'll be right back.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin.
Without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect
you.
This is Eagle 1490.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Come.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. We really do. Cozy Earth sheets are available now in 15 awesome colors. They're made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM to get up to 35% off on bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, code TOM. 9 minutes before the hour, welcome back, Robert in Roswell, New Mexico. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk about freedom. Freedom is not a zero-sum game. Increasing another person's freedom should not decrease mine. And then I want to talk about control. All the politicians want control. All of them. Democrat, Republican, Republicans more so, but still, they want control. It's been said that Republicans don't think government can or should work, and Democrats do their best to prove that it does.
Yeah, these are all kind of cynical cliches, Robert. I've known a number of politicians who are not all about control. The ones that I know are Democrats, but you know they're about doing the people's business, about what's best for the country and what's best for the people. We've got a lot of really good, honest, high integrity politicians in America, and I don't think that cynical jokes advances anything.
Well, yeah, but that's the way it looks to me.
Okay,
the
all right.
Republicans are all about control.
Yeah, I got it, Robert. Thank you, Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's on your mind today?
Happy Freeze Day to you, Tom.
There you go. Okay.
I'm going to talk about embedded fascist in the bureaucracy, but first let me respond to that lady about when I call Democratic, I call a lot of Congress people. Democratic congressmen have live people. I always say it's so wonderful to have a live person. Mm-hmm. Those Republicans have machines, and they never get back. I pose questions to them. I ask for mailing addresses since I don't have a computer. They never. Some young journalists could do a story, call all the Republicans and call all the Democrats and do a story on the fact that the Republicans let you talk to a machine and don't have live people. That should be a story that should be investigated.
Yeah, now, I agree.
I want to talk about embedded fascist in the bureaucracy. Democrats need to come up with a term because the Republicans project the deep. They talk about the deep state, supposedly these Democratic influencers in the bureaucracy, but there are embedded fascists in the bureaucracy, and they can be traced back to the Iran-Contra convicted criminals such as Elliot Abrams and Admiral Poindexter, who were pardoned by Daddy George Bush, then son George Bush, put those criminals in charge of developing the NSA, the National Security Agency. Some journalist needs to investigate what the continuing influence of George Bush putting criminals to organize the National Security Agency. That seems to be an untold story.
Yeah, and I'd add John Negroponte to that list, yeah.
Yes, own citizens. So I submit there are people in the Republican Party that do opposition research who, to get dirt on people, have connections in the bureaucracy that go back to Poindexter and the Iran-Contra criminals, and that needs to be investigated. Now, let me tell you, the GOP has lists of people categorized, and I was on one insider told me that I used to be in the Republican Party, and I was on a list because I wrote letters to the editor calling for reform and calling for Democrats to have bipartisan cooperation with the Democrats. And so I was put on a list of being suspect in my loyalty. But the insider told me that the list that they worry about and think about doing things against are people that organize other people to take action against the Republicans. And that includes some Republicans can go on a list. You remember Nixon had the enemies list?
I do.
Well, there still are enemies list, and there's all kind of list of categories of people. Oh, my goodness. The list you're on, Tom, but it should be investigated, these lists that Republicans have, and have people categorized as to who they should go after if they start, especially people that organize opposition to the Republicans.
Yeah, well, I they're welcome to put me on any list they want. I'm gonna keep speaking and keep doing what I do until I can't.
Absolutely. But, you know, Thank God that you have that attitude, Tom.
Yeah. Well, Keno, thank you. Thank you. I am very concerned about fascism in the GOP, and I am concerned about, you know, leftover Republicans who are embedded in our governmental offices. I think that Trump brought thousands of right wingers into government and got a lot of them civil service jobs, and they're still there. They're still in the FBI. They're still in the Department of Justice. They're still in the NSA. They're still in the CIA. They're still, you know, you had over 300 federal judges, right-wing federal judges appointed. Donald Trump really bent America toward fascism very, very heavily, and he was quite successful at it, him and Mitch McConnell.
Tom, shouldn't there be an investigation of the influence of those criminals that Son George put into the bureaucracy, Poindexter and Abrams and Negroponte?
Well, in theory, that's why we have the Fourth Estate. That's why you have an independent, free and independent press in the United States. They haven't always done their job, frankly, and the last 8 years, the last 10 years or so, they have done, frankly, a very poor job. But, I totally get what you're saying, Keno, and appreciate you saying it. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. I have been vindicated. Almost 30 years ago, I made a scientific proposal that shook the foundations of the psychiatric and psychological communities here in the United States. And boy, did I get crap for it. But hey, now it turns out I was right. I'll tell you all about that on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
The
Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two sons of a Virginia couple missing from the Carolinas.